Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Nickel and Dimed on Knot, Getting By in America. 20th Anniversary Edition by Barbara Ehrenreich is a landmark work of narrative journalism that examines what life looks like when a person tries to survive on the wages offered by America's low-paid service economy. Ehrenreich, a seasoned reporter and social critic, sets out to test a common assumption that anyone who works hard can make ends meet. By taking on jobs such as waitressing, housekeeping, and retail work, she documents the realities of unstable schedules, physically taxing labor, and the constant math of rent, food, transportation, and healthcare. The book blends firsthand reporting with sharp analysis of policy, culture, and class, showing how poverty is often less a personal failure than a system of constraints. The anniversary edition invites renewed attention to how these pressures persist, and why the story remains relevant to debates about wages, dignity, and economic justice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, testing the myth of self-sufficiency through immersion. At the heart of the book is an experiment in lived reality. Ehrenreich approaches low-wage work not as an abstract issue, but as a day-to-day challenge with immediate consequences. She sets rules that mirror what many people face, including starting with limited savings and attempting to secure entry-level jobs while paying market prices for housing and basic needs. This immersion exposes how quickly small setbacks become crises. A single illness, a car problem, or a reduced shift can push an already tight budget into failure. The narrative also highlights the psychological strain of constant uncertainty. Even when employment is available, the work is rarely stable, and the effort required to keep a job often competes with the effort required to look for better work. By treating poverty as a series of logistical hurdles rather than a moral condition, the book reframes the conversation. It shows how hard work can coexist with persistent scarcity, challenging the idea that labor alone guarantees security. The method is powerful because it translates statistics into concrete, relatable experiences that illuminate the hidden costs of being poor. Secondly, low-wage work, demanding labor with little margin for error. A major theme is the mismatch between how low-wage jobs are perceived and how they function in practice. The book portrays service work as physically exhausting and closely monitored, often requiring constant movement, emotional restraint, and strict compliance with rules. Tasks like cleaning rooms, serving tables, or stocking shelves demand stamina and speed, yet offer little control over pace or conditions. Ehrenreich emphasizes that these jobs can be more punishing than many higher-paid roles, in part because workers have limited autonomy and can be penalized for minor mistakes. Management practices, including surveillance, unpredictable scheduling, and pressure to maintain a cheerful demeanor, add to the strain. The book also explores the social dynamics of workplaces where workers depend on tips, compete for shifts, or navigate informal hierarchies. Rather than depicting low-wage workers as unskilled, it reveals skill sets that are undervalued: time management, customer handling, multitasking, and resilience. The takeaway is that the economy relies on this labor while treating it as replaceable, creating a system where the people doing essential work are least able to absorb shocks or plan for the future. Thirdly, housing and transportation, the hidden engines of poverty, the book underscores that getting by is not only about wages, but also about the cost and availability of essentials, especially housing. Ehrenreich shows how difficult it can be to find safe, affordable places to live near jobs, and how requirements like deposits, credit checks, and upfront fees create barriers. When affordable housing is scarce, people are pushed into motels, overcrowded spaces, or long commutes that drain both money and time. Transportation becomes another trap. Without reliable public transit, workers may depend on cars they cannot easily maintain, or they may spend hours traveling between distant housing and job sites. This has a compounding effect. Lateness or missed shifts can lead to job loss, while job loss makes housing even more precarious. The book connects these constraints to a broader point about poverty as a system of penalties. Being poor often means paying more per unit, whether for short-term lodging, low-quality goods, or alternative financial services. By spotlighting housing and transportation as structural issues, the narrative broadens the reader's understanding beyond personal budgeting and toward the realities of an economy that prices stability out of reach. Fourthly, health, food, and exhaustion, survival on a fragile budget. Ehrenreich's reporting highlights how low-wage life can be hostile to health. Jobs may involve repetitive motion, heavy lifting, long hours standing, and exposure to chemicals, yet workers often lack adequate healthcare access. The book shows how minor injuries can become major threats when time off is unpaid and medical care is expensive. Even basic self-care can be difficult when shifts are long, schedules change with little notice, and rest is scarce. Food choices are also shaped by time and location. When workers are exhausted and commuting, cheap fast food can become the most accessible option. even if it undermines long-term health. The book also points to the emotional toll of constant pressure and public-facing work, where workers must absorb disrespect or hostility while maintaining composure. This ongoing stress can erode resilience and decision-making, creating a cycle where it is harder to pursue education, better jobs, or healthier routines. The broader argument is that poverty is not just a lack of money, but an environment that depletes physical and mental resources. By making these trade-offs visible, the book clarifies why upward mobility can be so difficult even for people working full-time. Lastly, dignity, power, and the politics of wages. Beyond the logistics of survival, the book investigates the moral and political dimensions of low-wage work. Ehrenreich draws attention to the ways society depends on service workers while often denying them respect, security, and bargaining power. The narrative examines how workplace policies can infantilize adults, from rigid behavioral rules to punitive oversight, and how these practices reinforce class divisions. It also interrogates cultural narratives that blame individuals for poverty, suggesting that such stories serve to normalize low pay and weak protections. The book invites readers to question what wages are supposed to accomplish. If full-time work cannot cover basic needs, then employment no longer functions as a reliable path to dignity and independence. This topic naturally connects to debates about minimum wage laws, labor rights, and the value of caregiving and service labor. The anniversary framing reinforces that the issues are not confined to one era. They reflect enduring tensions in the American economy. By tying personal experiences to systemic critique, the book encourages civic awareness. It pushes readers to see low-wage work as a public concern, not a private misfortune, and to consider what a fair economy would require. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want an honest, grounded understanding of poverty and low-wage work in the United States, including students, policymakers, business leaders, and anyone who has not had to live on the edge of rent and groceries. It is also valuable for workers and advocates who want language and examples that explain why effort does not automatically translate into stability. The benefit is practical and moral. It sharpens your ability to evaluate claims about work ethic, welfare, and wages, and it builds empathy based on concrete realities like schedules, housing barriers, and workplace control. Compared with many books on inequality that rely mainly on data or ideology, Nickel and Dime stands out for its narrative clarity and investigative approach. It makes structural problems visible through everyday decisions without turning people into stereotypes. The 20th anniversary context adds weight because it invites reflection on what has changed and what has not, helping readers connect past reporting to current debates. It is worth buying because it remains a highly readable, discussion-shaping classic that bridges storytelling and social analysis in a way few similar titles achieve. If you would like to support Barbara Ehrenreich, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.